From the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, this is the FAO Brief. In this episode, a new UN report urges immediate action to prevent famine in Gaza and the Sudan, and warns of the threat La Niña-linked climate extremes on food security. World fisheries and aquaculture production reaches a new record high. The growth underlines the sector's potential in tackling food insecurity, according to a new FAO flagship report. And the food price index slightly increased in May, driven by cereals and dairy prices. A new FAO WFP early warning report released on June 5th calls for urgent humanitarian action to prevent worsening food insecurity in 18 hunger hotspots, including Gaza and the Sudan. The report reveals acute hunger is at a high risk of worsening from June to October in 17 countries, and one regional cluster of four countries which are drought-affected: Malawi, Mozambique, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Immediate humanitarian action, delivered at scale, will be critical to prevent further starvation and death, particularly in Mali, Palestine, South Sudan, the Sudan, and Haiti. Haiti was added to the list due to escalating violence and threats to food security. Chad, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Myanmar, the Syrian Arab Republic, and Yemen are hotspots of very high concern, with a large number of people facing critical acute food insecurity. The report also warns of the lingering impact of El Niño and the looming threat of La Niña that risks bringing further climate extremes that could upend lives and livelihoods. World fisheries and aquaculture production has hit a new high, with aquaculture production of aquatic animals surpassing capture fisheries for the first time, according to a new FAO flagship report. The 2024 edition of the State of World Fisheries and Aquaculture said global fisheries and aquaculture production in 2022 surged to 223.2 million tons, a 4.4% increase from the year 2020. This growth is promising news for addressing food insecurity, said Manuel Barrange, FAO's Assistant Director General and Director of the Fisheries and Aquaculture Division.
We have 750 million people that are suffering from hunger today, a number that is not being reduced. We need to produce more and to produce better. Aquaculture continues to grow, and that is a great tool for us to fight hunger and to fight poverty using natural resources sustainably.
The report also revealed that only 10 countries dominate almost 90% of aquaculture production, while many low-income countries in Africa and Asia are not using their full potential. FAO recommends targeted policies, technology transfer, capacity building, and responsible investment to boost sustainable aquaculture where it is most needed, especially in Africa. The FAO Food Price Index, the world's benchmark for food commodity prices, slightly increased in May. It stood at 120.4 points, up 0.9% from its revised April level. May is the third consecutive monthly uptick, but the index remained down 3.4% from its corresponding value 1 year ago. This rise is mainly due to the increases in prices for cereals and dairy products, which slightly more than offset decreases in those for sugar and vegetable oils. Meat prices remained almost unchanged. The latest food price index was released on June 7th.
That's all for FAO Brief this week. To discover more on what's happening at FAO, visit www.fao.org.